I'm going to try to flip this thing over now, which is a rather daring thing to do.
She changed everything. Before her, it was frozen food and can openers and marshmallows.
Don't knock marshmallows.
Give it a try. When you flip anything, you've just got to have the courage of your convictions, especially if it's a loose sort of mass, like, oh, that didn't go very well. But you see, when I flipped it, I didn't have the
She's
courage
so adorable.
I needed to the way I should have. But you can always put it together. And you're alone in the kitchen. Who's to see?
But pearls. The woman is wearing pearls in the kitchen.
You just got to practice. Like the piano. I'm Julia Child. Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Bon appétit.
Julia Child is co-author of the book Mastering the Art of French Cooking.
Bon appétit.
For the servantless American cook, that's me, all right. Okay, here's a problem. I've never eaten an egg.
And I have a hyperacidic stomach. We'll deal.
So, I'll cook my way through the Julia Child cookbook and write a blog about it. But I'll probably need a deadline.
Why?
Because otherwise it'll be like everything else I do. Let's face it, I never finish anything.
Hey.
Well, it's true. You know why I think it is? ADD.
You have ADD?
Yes. That's why I'm so bad at housework.
Oh, is that it?
I'm just saying a deadline would be good.
So a deadline. I love deadlines. I love the sound they make as they go whooshing past. Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I mean it.
Okay, so a year or so.
A year? This thing weighs like 2 pounds. I have a full-time job. Sometimes I don't get home until 8 or 9 o'clock, and it's crazy. It's crazy. Is it crazy?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, you want to do blog C?
Yes.
Blog C it is.
Nobody here but us servantless American cooks.
Servantless American cooks.
What do you think?
Love it. Start blogging.
The Julie/Julia Project. The book. Mastering the Art of French Cooking. First edition, 1961, by Simone Beck, Louisette Bertol, and, of course, Julia Child. The woman who taught America to cook and to eat. It's 40 years later, and no one can touch her. The challenge? 365 days. 524 recipes. The contender, Julie Powell. Government employee by day, renegade foodie by night, risking her marriage, her job, and her cat's well-being, she has signed on for a deranged assignment. How far it will go, no one can say.
Dear Charlie, we're settled in finally, and Julia loves it here. She wants to stay forever. You know how famously grouchy the French can be, dear brother.
It's so delightful.
Yeah.
But Julia brings out the best in a polecat.
So charming.
So she thinks they're the most wonderful people in the world.
I feel that I am French. Just... must be.
Well, you might be.
As for staying here forever, I have to say, I wouldn't mind it myself.
Thanks for coming.
Paul, congratulations. Excellent exhibit.
Thanks so much, Jack. Jack Donovan, this is my wife, Julia.
It was such a wonderful exhibition, Paul.
Thank you.
It really...
Thank you.
I am so proud.
Oh, good.
French people eat French food. Every single day I can't get over it.
They do.
Oh, you know, I love you so much. I'm going to let you take the first bite.
I'm so
before I even say it's good. What should I do, you think?
About what?
I don't really want to go back into government work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but shouldn't I find something to do? Wives don't do anything here. That's not me. This is not me.
Yeah.
I saw a notice on the bulletin board at the embassy for hat making lessons.
You like hats?
I do.
No.
Are you?
What is it that you really like to do?
Eat. I like to do.
I know. And you're so good at it. Look at you. Now,
how good you are. Growing in front of you. I was thinking of taking bridge lessons.
You like bridge?
I do. I like the idea of bridge.
4 points for an ace, 3 points for a king, 2 points for a queen, 1 point for a jack, and breast your cards.
Do you have any French cookbooks in English?
I'm afraid not.
Gosh. J'ai essayé d'acheter un livre de cuisine française in English, mais the salesperson,
vendeuse,
had no idea, because you see there is no French cookbook in English. And all I have is this Joy of Cooking by Irma Rombaugh, which is an excellent cookbook, but it's not French. So I did ask my friend Avis Devoto to look around the United States.
Madame.
If she could find me.
En français, je vous prie. En français.
Right. Right. Gosh, I thought I was speaking French to you.
No. Malheureusement.
Dommage. Oh, my goodness.
What do we have here?
It's my memoirs.
Oh, no. Oh, it's fantastic, but it's in French.
You'll get there. You'll get there.
I'm learning. I'm trying. Really? Oh, happy birthday to me. What can this mean?
What?
Beignet the cuisse. Wash the thighs.
No, bathe. Bathe the thighs.
Look, but then, en beurre, in butter, I know that.
Uh-huh. Bathe the thighs in butter.
And then, what is that?
And then, stuff the, what's
poulet,
that word?
Poulet, the hen.
Right, hen. Mm-hmm. Until she just can't take it anymore.
It doesn't say that.
It does. I'll show you later in the dictionary. I'll go through the whole recipe with you.
Why don't I go to cooking school?
Why don't you?
I'm serious.
So am I.
What if you hadn't fallen in love with me?
But I did.
Oh, gosh.
在线英语听力是 感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。